Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J.
Leprechaun Errol.
Trisha might be on the phone still. Trisha? Maybe not.
I don't know.
Eric the Great and the
she
lovely Kathleen. Yeah.
And before we bring on our guest, I want to say, Aaron Gobra.
Liz.
Okay, Dave.
Okay, that's our new tagline, our tag team. Okay.
Wow.
But we're really excited. I'm a big fan of the Arizona Theater Company, and we have the producer, Scottsdale resident, a former board member for Arizona Theater Company, Mike Seaton. Mike, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you, Dave?
I'm great, and thank you so much for calling, because you evidently are the producer of a new play that's coming out at the Arizona Theater Company, Albatross. You know, that's what it was interesting. I did a little research on this, and it came evidently from a poem, The Rime of the Ancient Mariner. And boy, that's the longest poem I've ever read. Did you ever read that poem?
Oh, absolutely. I read it in a British literature class in college. It's a famous poem, and we have a lot of the lines from the poem in use in our daily language. For example, albatross. How many times have we talked about, you know, this or that is an albatross around our neck?
Right.
Dave is wearing one now.
I am. No. But that poem, I mean, really, how long did it take you to read that? I think it took me like 20 minutes or a half hour.
It is a long poem. But it was actually the start of the era of British Romanticism. But
yeah.
He liked Coleridge, the author, liked the supernatural and all sorts of themes, and it's a good story.
It really is. I think it was a great poem, by the way, and I really enjoyed it. So tell us what this play is about, Albatross.
Okay, well, if you've read the poem starts with an ancient mariner who's gone through the ages, stopping a wedding guest and telling him this story. When the story was about a voyage and things happened on the voyage, what we did through Arizona Theater Company, I got together with Matt Spankler, who's a playwright, Ben Evett, who's an actor, and also played a role as the playwright, director. And so we put together an imaginary story of the entire voyage, how the mariner started out, how the voyage took place, and so forth, that led to the mariner telling about the poem. So it's really an adventure story of a guy who gets shanghaied and has this exciting voyage and does some things that perhaps he shouldn't have done, and how he pays the price. And I don't want to go through the whole plot.
Sure.
I want people to see the show. But it's an imagined story of the voyage that led to the poem.
And, you know, from the description, it sounds really cool, this play about, you know, there's three themes of regret, isolation, and interconnected relationships between human beings and the natural world. It sounds like it has a lot in here for people to think about.
Yeah, absolutely. And even though the poem itself was written in the late 1700s, the themes are modern as well. You know, our caring of for nature, the things we do through careless acts that can spoil things for others, things of that nature, you could relate it to the modern world.
Yeah, which is sort of cool because it shows the old is still around. You know, there's themes weaving through life from many, you know, years ago, and that you can relate to. So this evidently was New York City's off-Broadway theater.
Right.
And so I guess it had a pretty successful run there, huh?
Yeah, we started it in 2015 in Boston, and at the Liebergott Theater in Boston. And lo and behold, the first time we ran it, we were nominated for 3 awards by the Boston Drama Critics Association and won 2 of them. And we took it from Boston to another theater in Boston. It's played in Gloucester, Mass. It's played at Kennesaw State University outside of Atlanta. We went to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival last year in Scotland and had a run there, and then we took it to New York. We just finished 5 weeks at an off-Broadway theater, 59E59, successful run there, and now we're bringing it here.
I think that's really cool. Let me ask you this. I haven't seen it yet. I do plan on it. However, it does start the opening. It opens at the Herberger March 17th. Next, what is that?
Well, we have previews on the 16th and 17th.
Oh, nice.
Opening night is the 18th, and we play through the 25th.
That's excellent. So plenty of opportunity for people to get out and see Albatross.
Now, I have a quick question, if I can.
Sure.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. And I may have missed this, but is it more of a narrative format, or is it more like in present time for how it's happening? Like, is it him telling the story like it is in the poem?
Well,
or is
that's
it more
a great
the story actually happening.
That's a great question, and it's sort of a combination of things. Number one, it is a one-man play, so he's talking through the play. But in the process, we put up, I don't want to divulge too much of it, but there are projections of the background as he's talking. So even though it's one man talking through the whole play, he's doing the action, and you see the background, you're seeing scenery, if you will, projections. So it's a combination, I would say. It's not just one person standing on stage reading something or talking something. It's one person acting through the whole plot.
Sounds really fascinating, quite honestly. The question I have is, with this, is there a certain demographic, you know, from an age standpoint that may like this more than others?
That's another good question. I would say probably more older people are familiar with the poem than younger people, but I think younger people are very interested in the aspects dealing with nature, dealing with our system of our ecology and so forth, and the themes that involve some very, very modern problems and issues.
Wow. See, that gets people to think. What do you hope people will take away from this when they leave the theater?
Dave's just full of great questions today.
Yes, I am.
Well, what they will take out, we've had audience comments saying, wow, I'm exhausted.
Oh.
This was thrilling. This was, I think what we would really like people to take out is to think about the modern world, think about where they are in the world, think about how they treat the environment, think about their acts. The Mariner, for example, does something in the story and in the poem that you question, why did he do that? And, you know, I think people take away from it, you know, how am I reacting to the people and the things around me, and why am I doing it, and how can I be a better person for it?
I like it. This is really good. And again, it starts some previews, what you said, Wednesday and Thursday.
Thursday and Friday.
Thursday and Friday, opening night Saturday. definitely check that out. Herberger Theater, Arizona Theater Company. Get your tickets. I'm sure it's going to go fast and be very popular. So
they could see it on St. Patrick's Day on Friday night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that'd be sort of cool.
Yeah, March 17th.
That's a fun thing. So
absolutely. We love to have people come to our previews just as we would any other performance.
Well, this is awesome. And the producer, Mike Seaton, thank you so much for calling in. Hopefully I'll meet you when I come down and watch it, and we'll talk.
Oh, let me know when you're coming, and I'll be happy to meet you.
Thank you so much, Mike Seaton.
Thank you.
All right. Wow, sounds pretty interesting to me. And yes, this poem, really. This is my iPad. Yeah. Look at this poem. I'm still scanning through. Well, it's long. Anyway.
I was going to say, Dave, the poem's about as long as the movie.
Yeah, well, I didn't study it. Maybe you did. But you have a good vocabulary. But anyway.
Well, it is in Old English.
Yeah, I know someone else that writes poems, and I think they can match word for word. Anyway, that would be me. I write poems, not this long.
Well,
this is a long poem. It's like a book, sort of.
Well, we're just full of long.
It's about an epic adventure.
We're just full of long things here on Breakthrough Entertainment today.
What did we do, bra?
We're just full of long things.
Oh yeah, long things like, but not all of
us. Like that movie was two
and a
half hours.
Not all of us. I'm sorry to say.
I'm sorry, Eric. That's okay. That's not. That's a name names.
So we had some fun today.
Yes, it was a great show.
Stuck in traffic.
Yes,
did a traffic report. How did I do?
You did great, Dave. How was the weather?
Weather's great outside.
Actually, it's very hot. I think.
Not quite yet, but I think it's going to get hot.
Eric, is it
going to get hot out here, you think, soon?
I think it's hot now.
Oh, you do? How hot is it, 80?
I think yesterday it was like 90 or something.
It was 90?
It's pretty close to 90, and they're saying either this weekend or on Monday it's going to be 90 at least. 92, at least.
92 already?
Yes.
It's only March.
I know.
What happened?
We skipped spring.
We got gypped.
And of course, we want to remind all of our listeners, if you are in Arizona, do not.
What?
Spring forward. Do not spring forward. I repeat, keep your clocks the way they are.
Oh, you're talking about clockages.
Yes, because of course.
But spring forward is not a bad thing in certain contexts.
In daylight, it is daylight savings, of course, with it around the rest of the world.
Am I right, Eric?
Around the rest of the country.
Oh, you're always right, Dave.
Oh, not always.
All right.
All right.
And of course, next week we are going to be celebrating the release of the new Beauty and the Beast film.
The Beauty and the Beast?
Yes, Trisha, are you excited about the Beauty and the Beast?
She's the Beauty. I'm the
Candlestick. Beast.
Yes, I am. I'm very excited, and I have been looking all over all the Swapper sites trying to find the Disney Rose print for my LuLaRoe to wear to it.
Oh,
but, I don't get it. I don't think I've ever seen the Beauty and the Beast.
Wow. That's...
Oh, I
saw a
Beauty
picture of it. I was included as the Beast.
Well, we should have a great show next week, of course, so you're going to want to keep attuned to 1480 KPHX every Saturday from 11 to noon.
And listen to Eric, the great show,
every
and the lovely
Monday,
Kathleen.
Every Monday through Friday.
3 to 4.
Monday through Thursday.
What? What happened to Friday? I got
Monday through Thursday.
All right. I didn't know. Okay.
Tune in to KPHX and keep it on for all the
but
wonderful
still,
programs.
It's a good show.
It is.
What is it called? The Daily Voice.
Yes, it is. And,
and
of course, we want to wish all of our listeners a very happy and safe St. Patrick's Day. Do not drink too much green beer.
Why? What would happen?
Your stuff would turn green. And of course, if you try the Peeps
Oreos.
Like
what happens when you eat asparagus.
The Peeps Oreos.
Yeah.
Well,
who?
The Peeps Oreos.
What is that?
The Peeps Oreos.
What is that?
They Peep Cream Oreos.
I didn't know they had that.
They turn it pink.
Pinkish?
Yes.
Pink?
Yes. Let's just
Why
leave
pink?
It at that. Do a search for pink side effects Oreos, Peeps Oreos.
It turns pink.
Yes.
Oh, that could be serious.
But of course, everyone, I wish you a very, have a fabulous St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
And St. Joseph on Broadway. All right. So this is 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Breakthrough Entertainment, your favorite show of entertaining.
We wish you luck.
All right. Have a great week. We'll see you next week. St. Patty's Day. Bye-bye.
You want to see my luck?